From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series in the book of Joshua, Dr. Cairns has come to verses 10 through 21 of chapter 10, a passage which records one of the greatest miracles to be found in all the Word of God. Locked in battle with the heathen Amorites, Joshua called upon God to suspend the going down of the sun so that Israel might win a complete victory over the enemy. As Dr. Cairns will point out, this is a portion of Scripture that has engendered much controversy through the centuries. Liberal theologians and commentators have tried their best to explain it away. Yet the event is a fact of history, and no amount of rhetoric can dismiss it. The God who created this universe can set aside its laws when it suits His purpose. This was not some fortuitous display of raw power. The miracle had a definite purpose, to exalt Joshua before the people. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message called The Longest Day. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 104, verse 16. The cedars of Lebanon, which He hath planted. Lebanon's cedars are emblematic of the Christian, in that they owe their planting entirely to the Lord. This is quite true of every child of God. He is not man-planted, nor self-planted, but God-planted. The mysterious hand of the Divine Spirit dropped the living seed into a heart which He had Himself prepared for its reception. Every true heir of heaven owns the great husbandman as his planter. Moreover, the cedars of Lebanon are not dependent upon man for their watering. They stand on the lofty rock, unmoistened by human irrigation, and yet our Heavenly Father supplies them. Thus it is with a Christian who has learned to live by faith. He is independent of man, even in temporal things. For his continued maintenance he looks to the Lord his God and to Him alone. The dew of heaven is his portion, and the God of heaven is his fountain. Again, the cedars of Lebanon are not protected by any mortal power. They owe nothing to man for their preservation from stormy wind and tempest. They are God's trees, kept and preserved by Him and by Him alone. It is precisely the same with the Christian. He is not a hothouse plant sheltered from temptation. He stands in the most exposed position. He has no shelter, no protection, except this, that the broad wings of the eternal God always cover the cedars which He Himself has planted. Like cedars, believers are full of sap, having vitality enough to be evergreen, even amid winter snows. Lastly, the flourishing and majestic condition of the cedar is to the praise of God only. The Lord, even the Lord alone, hath been everything unto the cedars, and therefore David very sweetly puts it in one of the Psalms, Praise ye the Lord, fruitful trees, and all cedars. In the believer there is nothing that can magnify man. He is planted, nourished, and protected by the Lord's own hand. And to Him let all the glory be ascribed.
Come, Christians, join to sing of praise to Christ our King. Let all with heart and voice before His throne in praise rejoice. O creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia.
Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Now then, we turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 10. We'll start reading at verse 10 down to verse 21. You remember that the opening verses of this chapter describe the confederation of five kings in the southern part of Israel moving against Joshua and the Israelites to seek to stop them from taking the land. Verse 10, "And the Lord discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth Horon, and smote them to Azekah and unto Makkedah. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in the going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day, and there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. For the Lord fought for Israel, and Joshua returned in all Israel with him unto the camp to Gilgal. But these five kings fled and hid themselves in a cave at Makkedah. And it was told Joshua, saying, The five kings are found hid in a cave at Makkedah. And Joshua said, Roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set men by it for to keep them. And stay ye not, but pursue after your enemies, and smite the hindmost of them, and suffer them not to enter into their cities. For the Lord your God hath delivered them into your hand. It came to pass, when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter, until they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities, and all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makkedah in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel." Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word for his name's sake. Very few passages of Scripture have evoked greater controversy than the verses which we have just been reading together. As this passage stands in our English Bible, Joshua 10 reports for us the defeat of the five kings of the southern confederacy against Israel. It tells how the Lord fought against those kings, first by sending a mighty hailstorm, and then by hearing the prayer of Joshua. When the armies of Israel were hunting down the armies of these five kings who had come against them, Joshua was afraid that the day would not be long enough, and cried before the Lord for a prolongation of the day so that he could finish the work. And as the passage reads, verse 12 to 16 seemed to state in the clearest terms that the Lord prolonged the day beyond its natural duration. We're not quite sure how long. Our translation adopts the view that it was for almost a day. The Hebrew simply says, as a perfect day. So we're not quite sure as to the length, but it appears from this passage that the writer is saying there was a long, long day miraculously given. However, many scholars, including some who defend the inspiration and the inerrancy of Scripture, deny that this text records any such miracle at all. They contend that it merely tells us how the Lord fought for Israel, especially by the storm of hail. That, they say, is the historical fact, which is supplemented by a poetical quotation from the unknown book of Jasher. These commentators believe that the poetic quotation must be understood poetically and not literally. They point to Judges chapter 5. They say in the fourth chapter of Judges you have the history where Deborah and Barak saw a mighty victory over Sisera and the armies that he led. However, when Deborah came to celebrate that in song, her poetry says that the stars in their courses fought against Sisera. Now, the stars did not actually fall. The stars did not actually move. That was merely a poetic representation that heaven fought for the children of Israel. And so these commentators contend that is the meaning in Joshua chapter 10. The Lord fought for Israel, and the reference to the sun and the moon is poetry, celebrating that fact. It is not actual history. In fact, one preacher even had the ingenious idea that what actually occurred was that as the battle was going on, great black clouds began to blot out the sun, and Joshua got scared of an early evening, and he began to cry to God to give him a longer day to finish the work. But he needn't have worried, because these black clouds, according to this interpretation, were really only the clouds that were bringing in the great hailstorm with which God was going to destroy the armies of his enemies. Now, let me be honest right up and say that the lesson of the text is certainly that the Lord fought for Israel. No matter how anybody interprets it in its details, that's the message of the passage. But I must say, however, that having read all the attempts to remove the miraculous from this passage, I think they are an abysmal failure. To say that the miracle is merely a poetic quotation is, to me, a rationalistic invention. There is a quotation here. The revised version of the Bible, turned out in 1901, first set off these words, "Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon upon in the valley of Ajalon," set them off as poetry, as a quotation. The Bible that I have here, the authorized version, but the particular edition of it, also does the same thing, sets those words off as poetry. And their justification for that is that afterwards we have the statement, "The sun did stand still, the moon did stay," and afterwards it says, "Is not this written in the book of Jasher?" So they say, clearly this is a quotation. I think they've got it all wrong. There's a very able commentator from England in the last century by the name of Bishop Ellicott. He's a bishop of the Church of England. And I tend to agree with him that the quotation from Jasher is what follows, "Is not this written?" The quotation goes all the way down to the end of verse 15. That's the quotation. In other words, the words, "Stand thou still," and "Moon, be stead in the valley of Ajalon," are the words of Joshua. And then there is the appeal to the book of Jasher. And I don't want to get into the book of Jasher today. Many take it to be the official history of the happenings to the children of Israel, the annals, if you wish, of the nation. There are multitudes of other explanations to Jasher which we'll not bother with today. But having said, "This is what I said on the occasion," You can refer to the official history of the nation. And there it is written, so the sun stood still and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like it before or after when God hearkened to the voice of a man and fought for Israel. And so Joshua, and this is how the history in Jasher ends. So Joshua returned to Gilgal. Actually, you know, that solves a very real problem in this passage. Trouble with some of us is when we read the Bible, we read it with blinkers on and we don't see the problems. There are problems, and they're not to stumble your faith. They're to make you dig deeper and see that the Bible is right all along the line. And what appears to be a problem is very often one of God's ways of giving you confirmations of His Word. So never be afraid of the problems that you run across in Scripture. Sometimes, of course, they're just to humble you, to let you see you don't know as much as you think you know. There are things that we will have to wait till we meet the Lord to get the answer for. But there is a problem here. You see, as it now reads, if verse 15 is not a quotation from Jasher, you have Joshua going back to Gilgal, 20 or 30 miles away. That's incredible. That he's rushing after these enemies and then he takes the whole army 20 or 30 miles back to camp. But in the very next verse you find the events are not back in Gilgal, they're in Makeda. And Joshua says, don't let the escaping armies get away. Don't let them get back to reinforce the defenses of their cities. So he obviously didn't take time to go away to Gilgal. In fact, it's not until verse 43 that Joshua records he went back to Gilgal. So what are we to do with verse 15? If you read the commentators, they do all sorts of contortions to try and get around it. The simple matter is that it's a quotation. It's the end of the quotation from the book of Jasher. And the whole quotation in Jasher simply says, the sun stood still, the victory was won, God fought for Israel, and Joshua went back to camp. Now, when Joshua resumes his own history, he gives you the details between the sun standing still and his going back to camp. There was a big miracle here. I want you to understand that this miracle, so easily read, is one of the... Well, let me just back off that. It is the most stupendous miracle in all the Bible in the physical realm. We know that the sun does not go round the earth, that it's the other way around. The earth goes around the sun. We know that our day and our night depend upon the earth spinning on its axis as it revolves around the sun. Actually, I think we're beginning to find that not only are we in motion, but every other heavenly body is in motion as well. So the sun did stand still. All those smart aleck scientists who say, oh, of course the sun didn't stand still, it was the earth that stood still. They have now got to, we used to have a saying back in Northern Ireland, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Well, they would have to put that in their pipe and smoke it because the sun did stand still and the earth. But what a miracle. What a miracle. That required the temporary suspension of the normal laws by which God governs the entire solar system and possibly the entire universe.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.